For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI confirmed that two additional suspicious packages addressed to Congresswoman Maxine Waters have been intercepted. They're similar to other packages found that were sent to high-profile Democrats, and also one to CNN addressed to former CIA Director John Brennan. At an event in Austin, Brennan lashed out at the president's rhetoric.
Maybe it makes him and his people feel good at a rally that's going to sort of generate that type of applause because it shows that he's being tough and strong, but it's really showing, I think, a weakness.
At a rally in Wisconsin, President Trump suggested his opponents and the media are to blame.
As part of a larger national effort to bridge our divides and bring people together, the media also has a responsibility to set a civil tone and to stop false attacks and stories.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The strongest storm to hit U.S. territory this year, Super Typhoon Yutu, made a direct hit as a Category 5 storm in the U.S. Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Early reports came in of catastrophic winds that ripped roofs from their houses and blew out windows. Meteorologists say that Yutu's the kind of storm that future weather disasters will be compared to. None of the Weather Service's equipment survived after recording 93-mile-per-hour winds. National Security Advisor John Bolton has been holding talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Bolton says one thing they discussed was Moscow's interference.
We discussed our continuing concern with Russian meddling in elections and why it was particularly harmful to Russian-American relations without producing anything for them in return.
President Trump and Putin may meet next month when both are at an event in Paris. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
NBC News host Megyn Kelly is now apologizing for what she originally said about using blackface as a Halloween costume. USA's Chris Barnes has more details.
Megyn Kelly made the comments in a Tuesday segment of Megyn Kelly Today, and they immediately drew widespread criticism on social media. Here's a portion of them.
What is racist? Because truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Okay, back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
The network later releasing an email written by Kelly, who says in it that she now realizes, quote, that such behavior is indeed wrong and that she's sorry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for those in the migrant caravan inching its way to the southern U.S. border. John Clemens reports.
That message was loud and clear from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
You will not be successful at getting into the United States illegally, no matter what.
President Trump has announced that he will use the military if the caravan reaches the southern border. Mr. Pompeo says the U.S. is historically a generous nation when it comes to immigration.
Over 33 million people total are currently here who have immigrated to this country legally.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.